Progressive.com.
Tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America.
What are we struggling with right now? You know, America right now is struggling with so much with their health. We're one of the sickest nations, but yet we've got some of the strongest research going on. And it's amazing to see the breakthroughs. We're going to be talking about some of these breakthroughs a little bit later on this hour. Right now, we're going to go to Sharon. Hi, Sharon. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asa. How are you?
I'm living well. How can I help?
Well, I have a question around sexual response and hysterectomy.
Okay. Talk to me.
Okay, after having a hysterectomy, the orgasms are not as intense, and then sometimes you have, you know, to go to the restroom a lot more often. Is there anything that you can do to alleviate one and improve the other?
Improve the other. Well, it just depends. Did it start right after the hysterectomy, or did it come sometime later? Was any of this happening before at all?
No, it's all after.
Okay, how long after?
Probably pretty much right after, you know. Yeah, the libido, ovaries, uterus, cervix, all gone, yeah. Along with the thyroid.
Yeah. Oh, they took the thyroid too?
Well, in a different period of time, but ultimately I had a carcinoma of the thyroid. So
okay.
And it just happened within a year or two of each other.
Right, I gotcha. Okay. Yeah, there's several things you can do. I mean, it really comes down, libido comes around testosterone more than anything. And, yeah, and so have you had those levels checked with your physician to see what the numbers are in the blood test?
Oh, absolutely, and they're in, quote-unquote, the normal range.
Okay. So then,
but since I don't have anything to compare to it, I mean, if normal is 1 to 5 and I was a 5 and now I'm a 2, you know, I'm in the normal range, but it's what I need to be me, in a sense.
Right,
or,
I know. Yeah,
you know, so.
I gotcha. Well, there's a couple things herbal that you can look into, and maca root has a really good response with women that have low libido post hysterectomy. So the maca root, tribulus, those are two really, really good that a lot of research is on that women get really good response with. And zinc. Zinc is a mineral, believe it or not, that men blow through pretty strongly just because it makes testosterone. And we use so much of it because it's one of our primary hormones. But women need it too. And stress levels in life can yield low zinc levels. I mean, it's very, very common. You don't have to take a lot of it as a female, but you can pretty much probably look into what's on the label, whatever brand you buy, and they're going to have pretty much the dosage and whatnot that you'll need to look into. And it doesn't take much. I mean, a deficiency with zinc can happen pretty easily, but also can be remedied pretty easily as well. So that's something, if you want to look into that, would be helpful. Now, the other is when it comes to the frequent urination. That's a different animal. A lot of times B vitamins can be depleted, and that can cause it. But it could be the way they did the surgery, and there could be some result as of the surgery. That's one of those things where, unless you're clinically with somebody, it's tough to tell. So just it's going to be one of those deals where you can start working on some of the B vitamins, like vitamin B1, thiamine, pyrophosphate. See if that helps at all. See if it makes any difference. But yeah, I know you're saying because of the surgery, and I don't ever like to say something's permanent, and I don't know that it is. But that's one of those tough calls that, I mean, with us being here on the radio, it's too quick, and it's one of those things where a physician really needs to see you on that. And continually monitor you just because it's important. That's not one of those deals where I can suggest things. You can go talk to your health food store people and they can look up some things for you to check out. I mean, dietary-wise, you want to cut down inflammation in the body no matter what. That's a given. So you want to look into the anti-inflammatory diet. Yes, that can help. Getting your adrenals healthy, that can help. There's a lot of things that can help that situation, but a hysterectomy is no joke. You know, a lot of times we try to paint a picture that's no big deal, that a lot of women have it done, and they do, but it still does a number on the body. It does. But there's not a reason you can't recover and do very, very well. The libido, I think, is the least of your concerns. That's pretty easy to recover. Supplements and more exercise, meaning if you'll work out and exercise with some weight training, even 3 days a week, 2 to 3 days a week even, that'll make a big difference in the libido. It'll make a big, big difference in the way that you feel, and it'll make a big difference just all the way around. I think everybody will be happy on that end. Now, the urination, though, that is something you really got to watch. Juniper berries are really good, too, by the way. I don't think I said that. But juniper berries have been known to be very, very helpful in those cases, especially post-surgery. I would even go see an osteopathic physician, look into some of those things, and keep me posted. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, where your health really is your greatest wealth. We're going to Carlos now. Carlos, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Dr. Asa?
Living well, man. What's up?
Well, thanks for getting me on the air. I appreciate that. I know
sure.
how busy you are and how many calls you get.
Sure.
I just wanted to ask you about, I don't know if it's so much joint inflammation that I have in my knees and elbows and shoulders as it is tendonitis.
Mm-hmm.
I get a lot of joint pain, mostly in my elbows and my shoulders, and a lot of it's due to repetitive work that I do. And then my knee is just, you know, ACL reconstruction that I had 15 years ago, so I know what I can explain that. But as far as the elbows and the shoulders, I don't know what's going on. I've had my blood drawn. Everything's fine. I went to an endocrinologist. Everything was fine. So I'm just trying to look for some kind of natural pain relief, you know, besides, you know, I also have lower back problems, too, besides taking painkillers and sports creams and that type of stuff.
When did it start?
It probably started about a year ago.
Okay. All of a sudden?
I wouldn't say all of a sudden. First it started in my left elbow, and then it's, you know, progressively went into my right elbow, and now it's now starting to begin in my shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's the lack of muscle, if I've lost muscle mass or not, or if it's other muscles trying to compensate for this or that, this joint or the other. So I'm just trying to look for something that maybe give me some kind of pain relief without having to take the prescription pills and pain, you know, painkillers and sports creams.
No, I know. And it can get annoying. It gets old because you're like, what is your age?
I'm going on 39.
Yeah, so you're young. So, I mean, you're way too young to be feeling that dang old, right, as they say in the
exactly.
song. So, yeah, we got to get rid of the pains and the aches and all. Let me do this. We're going to go into a commercial break right now. But when we come out, I've just got some questions for you. When you got multiple joint pain like that, we call it multi-joint pain, where it's showing up in the knees, the elbows, the shoulders, and even in the low back, there's several things it could be. I just need to dig a little bit and ask you some questions. So hang on for just a moment. We'll go into this commercial break. 888-283-7272. 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, where your health really is your greatest wealth.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
And check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Even the website where your health really is your greatest wealth. Now, Carlos, we were talking with going into the break, dealing with a lot of multi-joint pain, as we call it, to elbows, knees, shoulders, and you said it started about a year and a half ago. Is that right, Carlos?
Right. The back was 5 years ago, and that was an on-the-job related injury. So.
Okay, I got you. So the other ones have just kind of creeped in as time has gone on, and you're 39, really young, and you're thinking, man, I just don't want to feel like this. Definitely don't want to take medication. What medication did you say you were taking?
I'm on hydrocodone, 10-5.
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
That's for the back pain, and, of course, it doesn't always alleviate my...
So taking the medication, and what other changes have you made? Have you made any diet changes?
Diet-wise, big time. I mean, I've really cut down on the processed foods. I mean, every now and then I'll have some. You know, I take a dinner to work, but it's either a healthy choice or a Stouffer's. I've really ate more fruit, cantaloupe, pineapple, oranges, apples. Put a lot more fruit in my diet and probably a lot more vegetables in my diet than I used to have.
Okay.
I've cut down on the chicken, red meat, and potato chips. That used to be one of my biggest vices.
Right. Well, that's good. And so you're still having a lot of the joint pain. Have you increased your omega-3 fats, that sort of thing?
I do take fish oil, 1,000 milligrams a day.
Taking the gel caps?
Yes.
Yeah, I would ditch the gel caps. I would ditch those. They don't really work.
Okay.
And the oil itself is amazing. So
okay.
The actual oil, like a tablespoon of cod liver oil,
okay.
is going to do night and day what's going on in the gel cap. So
okay.
If you've got that much joint pain, you might even want to consider a couple of tablespoons a day for a short period of time, a couple of months. You might want to consider that and just look into it. Talk to your local health food store folks and come up with that. Every brand's different on how much to take. But, yeah, you know, just depending on what label and what, you know, company you go with. But that's something to look into because that really helps the joint pain, and it's amazing at how that works. Hey, tell me, dietary, you cut out the junk food. What does that look like?
As far as?
Well, like, give me a typical day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and I'll kind of be the judge of, you know, what looks good.
Breakfast, I either 3 to 4 boiled eggs and an apple, and I pretty much don't veer off from that. That's pretty much breakfast typical.
Okay.
For lunch, I'll have a chicken sandwich and maybe a small thing of fries. And then the dinner is usually, like I said, a Stouffer's dinner or healthy choice. And then my snacks in between is usually either a cup of cantaloupe and or a cup of pineapple and or an orange and or an apple. Usually
okay.
I take all of them depending on what I have in the fridge. So.
Sure, I got you. Have you gone, when you're a physician, they've done blood work, have they checked for rheumatoid?
I don't believe so.
Okay. When was the last time you've been over to your doctor?
The last time was about 4 months ago.
Okay. There's a couple of tests they can run if they haven't run them. One, well, I would check on your, did you do your vitamin D? Did they check that?
No, they didn't.
All right, here's the deal. When you've got, we call multi-joint pain, typical diagnosis, somebody comes in, your same symptoms, and certain blood tests can get run that can be really beneficial. One is rheumatoid factor. It'll kind of be one of the clues to let you know if rheumatoid is even a possibility. The other one is the ANA test. And
okay.
These are just basic tests. I mean, if you tell your doctor that you want to get checked for rheumatoid and joint pain, they'll do all these tests. Uric acid is another one that they'll check.
Okay.
And vitamin D. If they don't check vitamin D, tell them you want to have vitamin D looked at. A lot of times
okay.
with low vitamin D, and most people are, when you get low vitamin D levels like 15 to 20, you're going to start seeing multi-joint pain. It just is what it is. And vitamin D is so important. It's like the wonder nutrient that our body needs. You want to keep those numbers between about 70 and 90 on that blood test. And that's going to be a key. I would definitely have that done and get those tests and have your physician look at those with you. I think it'll be a real clue with what's going on. And the diet, might want to get real serious with the diet. I mean, I realize you're doing pretty good. Don't get me wrong. However, when you get into the fries, and if you do that on a daily basis, or you do kind of the frozen dinners a little bit, so you've got a lot of gluten in there. The one component, well, two really, when you've got joint pain, to cut out inflammation from the digestive tract, two things you definitely want to do. One is cut out most grains, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, because they contain that protein in them called gluten. And gluten will just literally wreak havoc on your body, especially with inflammation, joint pain, and any kind of pain-related condition. So I would steer clear and just be a little bit careful of that. Also, dairy products. Cow's milk dairy can be the worst when you've got arthritis or joint pain, and that can be milk, yogurt, kefir, whatever, cow's milk base. Now, goat's milk is fine, and also the coconut milk is really good too. So if you need dairy, you like it, you crave it, whatever, then those can be great, I guess, alternatives or great other options for you to look at. But yeah, I mean, it's cod liver oil makes a big difference, and I would get the blood test done because you're not eating horrible. I mean, it's not like you had fast food at every meal, but there's some things to modify. And when you have joint pain that just kind of comes on like that and it's kind of in multi areas, you always want to start thinking, do I have a little bit of rheumatoid going on? Is it osteoarthritis? Probably not, because rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune condition. It's where the body's attacking itself. And it could be stress, and it could be mental as well, meaning that you're going through things or whatever. And sometimes that can show itself up as joint pain. Now, the injury you had 5 years ago, I don't think probably related, but I would definitely have that looked at, get the blood work done. Proof's in the pudding. That's why I love blood work. You hear me talk about it all the time here on the show. And I've got a lot of hunches, and just you're able to put two and two together when you've seen a lot of things. But the blood work is the key. It's the major, one of the major tests that will give you the clues to lead you down the right path. And it's so great because your primary care physician will be able to look at that and know right away what the root cause is. But the dietary things, without a doubt, when you've got multi-pain, elimination is the key. Cutting down food sensitivities will give you a great clue into what's going on.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system, and a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. We're going to Carol. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Dr. Asa. First of all, I just want to tell you I love your show.
Well, thanks, darling.
And the problem I have is my mother. She has what they call aortic stenosis.
Okay.
And I was just wondering if there's anything we can do to dissolve the calcification to keep that valve open. Rather than surgery?
Yeah, there's you know, differing thoughts on that. I mean, the thought is there's a couple of theories. One theory is no, okay? Well, the other theory is that if someone doesn't have enough vitamin D over a long period of time, it causes the free calcium just to be in the body to build up and create plaque. And so not monitoring the vitamin D for a long period of time could be the culprit. And giving someone vitamin D during a time where that happens, I mean, unfortunately, if it gets to the place where they're saying it's blocked or they're saying it's causing aortic stenosis, it can be a real challenge. I mean, one thing you can do is use vitamin D and talk to your doctor about it, get the blood test done, check the values and all that kind of thing. But I wouldn't do it without checking the blood work and, of course, talking to her physician for sure. But, I mean, it's one thing that you can look into because it controls all the calcium in the body, the absorption, that is. And when vitamin D stays low, which a lot of people it is, for a period of time, then it can cause issues with calcium absorption, and weird things can kind of happen. So that's one thing to look into. I mean, her diet needs to be really, really good. That's a given. And even if it's been bad or poor for many years, it's okay. Today's a brand new day. I mean, she needs to be doing everything she can today to make it happen. And I would encourage you to, I mean, has she made any changes, or are we just kind of, you're just now kind of reaching out and looking into it?
Yeah, we're just kind of looking into it now because it's gotten to the point, you know, where it's like pretty calcified.
Yeah, I would do that. I would ask the doctor to run a vitamin D test, look at her values, and then you could consider looking into taking, she would want to take vitamin D3. If you guys look into it and talk to the doctor about it, they may even write a prescription for you. The prescription stuff is okay. I like a bioidentical vitamin D3 a little bit better. I think it absorbs better, a little bit more potent, and easier on the body, especially on the kidneys. So that's something to look into.
Bioidentical?
Yeah, it's a bioidentical vitamin D3. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sure is. And it's really, really good. I mean, you can go to, and there's, we talk about all the different supplements there, and kind of, that would be one thing to look into, but don't do that until she's had a blood test, please. I'm just telling you, it's very important. You don't want to take vitamin D3 just to take it. I mean, you always want to make sure there's a need for it. You also want to make sure that you're monitoring the values, because it is fat soluble, and it can become toxic and build up. It takes a lot to do it, but it's always good to make sure to look into, you know, just a simple blood test. But her diet is a key. I'm telling you, for any type of heart-related disease at all, it's eating a proper diet is important. Now, eggs, one of the top cholesterol-lowering anti-plaque type foods we have, whole organic eggs are very, very good for just overall body health, of course, one of the best proteins you can put in the body, but also it's very good for heart health. That's something to consider as she's going through that. In my book, Empowering Your Health, I talk a lot about all these kind of principles, especially heart health and things to reduce inflammation in the body. I think it would be maybe a great resource and give you some good info along the way. The one thing is don't let her get discouraged, and definitely don't let her, you know, lose any hope in the matter, because the body is amazing. It's resilient, and as much as it can get sick, it can also get well. And just don't lose hope in that, and keep pushing and keep fighting and keep looking for answers. But her foundation has to be her nutrition. No doubt about it. We can look for supplements and we can look for anything else, and she can consider that, but she has to get her nutrition right. It has to be. I mean, that's first thing. You know, you are what you eat, just like my grandma said. And it's true. You really are. It makes a big difference, okay? Keep me posted. Hot weather worsens memory in MS patients. WebMD reported, it says, as winter drags on, most of us are pining for summer. But for many patients with multiple sclerosis, hotter temperatures may not be so welcome, as they bring worsening symptoms. Now new research finds this may be especially true for some of the least well-understood symptoms of the disease, thinking and memory problems. When researchers tested the memories and information processing abilities of MS patients and people without the difference at differing points throughout the year, they found that MS patients perform worse on the cognitive test in warmer seasons. No seasonal difference was seen in test performance among people without multiple sclerosis. So the study is the first to document the impact of hotter temperatures on memory and thinking function in MS patients, says neuropsychologist and study co-author James Sumowski. And they said the study was presented in April at the 63rd annual of the American Academy of Neurology in Honolulu, Hawaii. So great research coming out. MS, obviously a challenge that many people deal with, many people struggle with, and finding different ways to be able to manage that and to avoid flaring up the symptoms or causing any more drama with it is always a good thing. Another thing that's really important with MS is the galactose milk sugar and how it helps, through research we found, how it helps slow down the breaking down of the myelin. That myelin sheath is the protective coating of a nerve. And one of the things with multiple sclerosis, it's sclerotic. It sclerosis, beginning with the myelin sheath and melting that away from around the nerve, can be a real challenge to our bodies in so many ways when somebody's struggling with that disease. So something else to consider. An Albanian proverb is our quote for the day. It says, when you have given nothing, ask for nothing. That's interesting. The repealing healthcare law will cost about $210 billion. Now, the agency which analyzes the cost in various legislation for U.S. lawmakers said the main difference in the two estimates was mainly because they cover 10-year periods. Interesting. A lot going on with health care law. Got to stay on top of that, as it's going to be changing probably rapidly each and every day. Email came in. Vera in Tallahassee, Florida writes, I'm 36-year young working mom. Lately, it seems like no matter what time I go to bed, I'm exhausted when I get up. What do you think could cause this? Vera, if you're feeling that way, 36 years young, and you're feeling tired no matter what, a lot of times it could be the thyroid gland. Hypothyroidism is a low, hypo means low, low-functioning thyroid could be the culprit with what you have going on. The thyroid function changes in women a lot quicker than it does in men. And it might be something you want to go see your primary care physician and see exactly what's going on. Just because they can do a simple blood test, you check TSH, T3, T4, and get a good picture of what's going on exactly within your body. Because, man, I'm telling you, thyroid conditions can come on so quickly and you get tired and all kinds of things happen and you don't know what in the world's going on. And it's easy to maintain if you figure it out. They can use medication, or there's a lot of natural things you can do for the thyroid, such as iodine, tyrosine, and specific dietary recommendations that can support the thyroid, even to the point where you might not need the medication, which is interesting. A lot of protocols like that we talk about at asaandrew.com. And, of course, we'll talk about it here on the show. A lot of things you can do. All right, 888-283-7272. Lines are open, but we're going to Jack right now. Jack, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good evening. I heard your show last week driving back from Madison, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And I concurred with much of what you have to say. I'm a health professional, too. I'm in my 50s. And what I wanted to share with you was something I've never been able to really figure out. Since childhood, I've been constipated. I'm in my early 50s. I'm 170, 5'10". I eat a Mediterranean diet. But the only thing I found to help my constipation has actually been flax powder. So I use that in my diet. Hey, Jack, I'm on the phone. I got to go. I can't talk. Okay. So I'm sorry. I just wanted to ask you, since you're very versed in so many fields, I can't find a reason why the only thing that really helps me be normal is the flaxseed. And
has it been a lifelong, you said it was almost a lifelong challenge that you've been dealing with, or is it recent?
No, it's since childhood. I'm thin. My parents, they're from Europe. I eat a Mediterranean diet, mostly fish. I follow, actually, the blood type diet. I don't eat processed foods because they never do well with me. No monosodium glutamate, no nitrates. No sulfates. I really eat a very healthy diet. I'm very physically active, but only in the last year have I been feeling easy in, you know, going to the bathroom. That's the only year. I just said, let's try the flaxseed. Flax oil, flaxseed. Nothing else seems to really help. When they've done a colonoscopy, they find everything normal.
Do you still have your gallbladder?
Do I have what?
Your gallbladder.
Yeah, I have my gallbladder.
Okay, good. That's a good thing. Well, because the gallbladder, a lot of times if they have it taken out, someone has it taken out, that can be a real challenge. If you're having constipation like that, two things. One, there's a neurotransmitter that we use constantly called acetylcholine. When acetylcholine levels get low, a lot of times it can cause chronic constipation. So raising acetylcholine levels can be beneficial. The foods that do that are eggs, beef, nuts, cheese, and yogurt. And supplements that are really helpful for that, huperzine, galantamine, and phosphatidylcholine, something you might want to look into. And also eating a red beet at night right before bed.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation.
Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze-Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Live Healthy Online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Check us out on the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Where do the most active people live? It's kind of an interesting question, isn't it? Where do most people that are active, where do they love to hang out in the world, not just in America? Well, they did a study, and they said that people in the South and the Appalachian region in America are least likely of all Americans to be physically active in their leisure time. The CDC, in a new report, reported. The CDC analyzed all countries in the country, all counties in the country, and found that many regions, more than 29% of adults, reported getting no physical activity or exercise at all, other than what they might get on the job. Now, states where residents were least likely to be physically active in leisure time. Go figure. Here we go. Today, why don't I let you answer that? Okay, I'll read it. Alabama, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and yes, TENNESSEE, Tennessee. Yep, it is. It's on the list. So, unbelievable. Least likely to be physically active in our leisure time. So it's time to get moving. I'm telling you. 7 prescriptions for health that are at asaandrew.com. Doesn't cost you a penny to go read them. It might cost you a little bit to do them because you need to get off your duff and make it happen. This has got to be your year to get your health back where it needs to be. Your health is your greatest wealth. Your family needs you to be healthy. Your wife, your husband, it's time. But whatever happened to the days where we look forward to being active, where you get off work and you go play tennis, or you get done with school, younger people now are playing video games, they're constantly staying inside. Whatever the days of going out and playing flag football or tackle football or whatever you do, basketball, and being active. You know, guys that go to play golf, of course you're going to ride in the carts because it's easy. What happens to going and walking 9 to 18 holes? Get out and get moving. You got to get off your duff and make it happen because we're getting sicker as a nation. And one of the biggest keys that we've found to improving our health is moving. So check this out. States where residents south, we're really struggling right now. States where the residents are most likely to be active in their free time are California, Colorado, Hawaii, Minnesota, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington. The CDC says that a 2008 survey found that 25.4% of adults in the U.S. failed to spend any free time being physically active, which includes walking, gardening, golfing, and running. And yes, getting out and gardening can be one of the major issues. Just get out and just do something. Doesn't matter what it is. Just make it happen. 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. Now we're going to go to Ralph. Hi, Ralph. What's up?
How you do, sir? I hadn't listened to you before on the radio, and my wife told me about you, and I'd contact you. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Shoulder, my left shoulder, gives me a problem in mobility, moving it in certain directions.
Okay.
And just wondered if somebody told me I'm having bursitis. When I asked or checked on the internet what bursitis was, it said all itis is just inflammation.
That's right.
So I thought, well, let's see what you'd have to say about this.
We need to kick in. Give me a little bit of background.
Okay. What, like what?
Well, just, I mean, give me some background on when it started, what the pain intensity is, 1 to 10, 10 being the worst. Give me a little bit of background on the shoulder itself.
Unless I move it in a certain position or direction, there's no pain at all. I can lay on it, lay on my side, and that's no problem.
Mm-hmm.
I can use it for carrying things and pulling things up and so on and so forth. It's just raising it up into a certain position, forwards, backwards, up, down. I'm 56, and...
So there's been no trauma, there's been no injury.
No.
It just started hurting, right?
Right. And it, okay. and it has been intensifying over the period of probably the past 60, 90 days.
Okay. Right shoulder?
Left.
Left shoulder. Mm. All right, here's the deal. The shoulders can be real tricky, and everything from just a muscle instability, it can be anything from a deficiency in the body, meaning you could have low calcium levels, low vitamin D levels. It could be something simple as manganese. Manganese is a mineral that we have that we get in our foods, but a lot of times if we get deficient in it, it can start causing joint pain. Sulfur is another one. So those are some things to look into. Now, if you haven't injured it and it's just kind of hurting out of nowhere, I would go to your physician and just have them double check. Do a couple little tests, even like uric acid, rheumatoid factor. They can look at ANA. There's several blood tests that they can do just to check into that. And if the pain continues, you might want to have them look into a physical therapy. Because physical therapy, the range of motion and the exercises they can put you through can be very helpful too. Now, here's a little thing that we found with shoulders over the years is the bicep tendon. The bicep tendon, if it slightly gets out of the groove, you'll have stability of the shoulder and you can move the shoulder. But if you get it into that one little spot, where you raise it over your head or you rotate it internally or externally, it can catch. And it's just unbelievable amount of pain in that bicep tendon. Now, sometimes if you have plenty of calcium in the body, but you don't have enough vitamin D to absorb it, sometimes calcification can build up in that groove and that can cause a lot of pain, almost like a bone spur. But it can build up and cause pain that's just excruciating. And you're thinking, well, how did that happen if I haven't really had any kind of major trauma? Well, that can happen a lot of different ways. That's why our body's made up of three different areas, mental, chemical, and structural. But with a shoulder like that that's catching, I would go have probably a physical therapist look at it. I would also have a physician look at it and get some blood work done and go from there. All right, thanks so much for the call. Keep me posted. You can always shoot me an email. Thanks so much for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to have producer Jay Patrick, chief engineer John Garrison. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Is your church or company looking to increase the productivity of its people? Are you looking to take your church or organization to a healthier level of success? America's Lifestyle Coach is on a mission to transform as many lives as possible with his nationwide message of living a healthy lifestyle. To schedule America's Lifestyle Coach to speak to your church or organization, call 888-959-9355. That's 888-959-9355. Or visit us online at teamlifestyle.com. That's teamlifestyle.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.